Bank of Cardiff, Jeremiah, how can I help you?
Jeremiah, Ron Malcolm. I tried to get a hold of you last night, but I guess I think I was too late.
Yeah, how you doing, Ron?
Not too bad.
Good, good. Just got in here. Saw your voicemail. I had a couple questions. Jerry did kind of give me a little bit of insight of what I needed. I was curious of time and business because I couldn't find any info online about your business.
We started in 2013.
Okay.
We had been farming individually before that.
Okay.
3N partnership was established in 2013, I think in February.
Okay. Question for you. Are you guys a seasonal business?
No.
You're not. Okay. So what's the reason for such large dropping in the bank statements? Because you guys had some healthy ending balances, and then all of a sudden just keeps dropping dramatically the last few months.
Lack of corn sales, and that's kind of what the problem is.
The lack of sales, and you have an opportunity right now to kind of get a great deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've been holding our corn off the market because of low prices.
Mm-hmm.
And we're actually going to hold it through fall now. And probably market 2 years crop in 1 year. You know, you're probably experiencing the California drought right now, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, we're going to be going into a drought next summer, which is going to affect that corn market. Or not marketing our corn. We're waiting for this drought to hit so we can sell 2 years crop during the drought, but it's higher.
Okay, that makes sense. So you guys are kind of trying to get ahead of the curve right now.
Well, we're trying.
No, I mean, it makes sense to me. I understand. Okay. Well, I'm glad you were able to clarify for me.
That's kind of putting us into a squeeze, you know, being where, you know, we went 12 months without selling any corn.
Yeah, that's got to be tough. Because just a few months ago, you guys had like over 100,000 in those bank accounts, and now it's under 20.
Yeah.
You know, so it was concerning, and there's no deposits going in there. So we needed to, I need to speak with you. Your guys' credit is good. That's not the issue. The issue is, you know,
we normally don't do this, but the price of corn in June. I think June 14th was $4, and we did sell 100,000 bushels at that time, and we were waiting for the market to maybe go up just a little bit more, and it just fucking nosedived.
Damn.
In about a week's time, down to $3.
Damn.
I don't like to sell on a down market. Hindsight tells me I should have sold after the first 20 cents loss.
Right.
But the market usually doesn't react that way. You know, it usually trades down and trades back up. But it was right during that Brendix time.
Uh-huh.
And it just fucking dived. So
are you guys expecting it to go back up? I'm not familiar with the corn market. So, I mean, what is it at right now?
It's at $2.98, $3.
Wow. It dipped that much?
Yeah.
Wow.
And no, I think it's government invention.
Mm-hmm.
What they're trying to do is grab all. Well, the government is one of the biggest specs on the market, and I think what they're trying to do is scarf up as much cheap corn as they possibly can, because they know it's going to go up.
Yeah, that's true. So for you though, you're just at a point where you kind of have to sell because you have all that inventory, or
I don't have to sell. No, what we're doing is we're delivering the corn and putting it on a basis contract, and we're going to roll that basis contract out into the December time frame, and that way we free up our storage for the new crop, yet we still have ownership of this corn. It's like buying a call on the board.
Hmm. Okay, I get it.
We still retain ownership of the corn, but we don't have the inventory.
Okay, so, and you have an opportunity right now to really, what do you think the return on investment would be if you're able to buy $40,000, $50,000 worth of seeds right now?
Oh, we're probably looking at 10-15%.
Okay. And then how many times is that, are you able to flip that in a year's time frame? Or is this just a one time?
This is probably just a one time thing.
Okay.
I don't know what, you know, your terms are or anything like that. That's why we kind of had to go through the process of, you know, applying before we knew what the terms are. You know, maybe your rate would be higher, the price we can't afford it.
Well, it depends too. Like Jerry was saying that you guys would probably only need it for like 3 months.
Yeah.
That was the plan, was to really only borrow it for 3 months and pay it back. So in doing that, you're going to get the best term possible because you're not keeping the money for long. You're literally keeping it for three months and you're giving it right back to us. So I'm obviously going to try to get you the lowest possible rate, because what I would like to do is have this relationship to where if you ever need us again, you know to just call me. And we can make it happen again, because you never know, you know, in the future.
That's kind of what I was thinking, too, just, you know, get my foot in the door with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And if we run into a situation like this again, we can just say, hey, you know, need a little bit of help.
Absolutely.
Help us out.
Absolutely. Okay, great. Now, do you have a number that I can get a hold of you that's, the best number to get a hold of you?
This cell number is the only number we have. I mean, we're...
Okay.
We don't have landlines anymore because...
Who does?
Well, the company that used to support the landline system has not kept service up because everybody's dropping off. And I can understand when everybody drops off, you don't have the money coming in to provide service. But our service was so bad. I mean, we used to have a fax. We used to have everything, but... Now we don't have anything but cell phones.
No, that's crazy. Okay.
But this number is the main number.
Great. If I need to get a hold of you and you don't pick, I'll just leave a message.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Ron. Well, perfect. I got everything I needed. I'm going to try to get an approval today, and then we'll be in touch because I know you need to close before the end of the month. So.
Okay.
I will do my best for you, and I'll get back to you as soon as I have an answer.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for calling me back, Ron. I appreciate it.
You bet. Bye.
All right. Bye.